producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've decided to host another 15 minutes of transmission. Anthony Gucciardi is going to be joining me. He can come in the studio or we can have him out of the Situation Room, whatever. I don't know which one he's planning to be in. I've got more to cover. See, I'm so capitalist that I even skip our own breaks because I can't stand even doing breaks. I want to talk about these people so much. I didn't even plug last hour. I'm going to finish up this clip, get to another clip, and cover some other news I haven't hit yet. But before I do that, it is imperative that you spend money at InfoWarsStore.com because I sit there and don't even hardly go out and get sponsors now. I don't do plugs half the time. I don't even cover the ads sometimes. It's out of control. I've got to stop. I can't control myself. Okay, I'm addicted. So fighting these people, I don't want to spend my time having to raise money. I have to do it to fund the operation. So I do it the competitive way a free marketer does who believes in freedom and treats others as he wants to be treated. We give you the most bombshell, hardcore, incredible, game-changing 360 Win products out there, period. They're super high quality. They're super affordable. They're super essential to fund the operation. It is treason against the Republic and against information warfare if you don't buy war bonds. And if the battle for the Republic here domestically isn't happening in InfoWars, reaching 28 million people a week, thanks to my and the listeners' lunatic liberty-based energy, and I mean it. You know, it's one of the top samurais, I forget his name, said, can you guys find me the quote? I'll read it next segment. The way of the samurai is desperate. And I remember reading that when I was a teenager, and I grew up in a not so much a rough neighborhood, but a rough area. My parents just were the old school where they just let your sons fight. Nowadays it seems so alien in a nanny state. And I remember it clicked with me so much because I read about the Vikings going berserk and stuff, and I'd had the opportunity to be in positions where 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people attack you at once, and it was such a liberating feeling to turn into Mr. Hyde that I really understood what that samurai was saying. That the desperateness is the way of the samurai. Where you're not even trying anymore. It's full commitment, full will, with love and hate and everything dumped out. Just to slash and cut your enemies into pieces. Not even care about what they do to you because you're going to be too busy slicing them to bits in an offensive attack. That's the only defense you've got. And that's what it comes down to. And people need to have that fighting spirit. That mad dog spirit. Vicious armored sheepdogs just rushing into the wolves and just biting in and not even stopping and just tearing their guts out as you go and then clamping onto the next one. We don't have time to clamp onto their legs or clamp onto their, you know, the safer parts. We got to go right into their face and just politically grab onto the face, tear a chunk out, grab right on the nose, rip it off, grab right in the throat, and not even question whether when we pull apart, our jaw is going to take their jugglers with it. Just, that's what I'm talking about, the desperateness. The death battle. Because they've already killed us, most of us. The food, the water, we're walking dead. We're not going to be living as long as our parents or grandparents know that. And I hate to get so, you know, fatalistic about it. I'm not fatalistic. The way of the samurai is desperateness, folks. We are in a desperate situation. That's why they want us drugged out, dumbed down, controlled by the mindless culture, so that we're just narcolized with entertainment and culture and death, to where we just, humans are a disease, I accept we're bad, the earth is yours, I hand it over, just fall down so the Rothschilds and all this scum can just float around above us, looting all the technology our minds developed for themselves. No! No, no, no. To quote Emperor Palpatine, you will die. But in a good way, you know what I mean. You scum, think you'll destroy the human spirit? See, they're shattering everything we've got, the good, the bad, the ugly. They want us dead. But it's all those instincts that God gave us that will overthrow the enemy. We've got the smarts. We've got the tricks. We've got the viciousness times 10 of the enemy. All they've got is evil. We've got huge stores of good, and our evil is even bigger than theirs. see. That's the secret they know, and they're scared of us. Either little boys, but we don't have the hunger to dominate them, is why we're their slaves.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mainstream media, Big Brother, enemy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I have some final key news that I'm beginning to before I hand the baton to Anthony Gucciardi. He's got a lot to cover today. But I found the samurai quote. I tried to do a plug earlier. I got so excited again I couldn't physically do it. But Lord Nashugi, if I'm pronouncing that right, said, "The way of the samurai is in desperateness. 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. Common sense will not accomplish great things. Simply becoming insane and desperate in the way of the samurai. If one uses discrimination, he will fall behind. One needs neither loyalty nor devotion, but simply to become desperate in the way. Loyalty and devotion are of themselves within desperation." That's right. All these pseudo-intellectuals think they join with evil and join with selling people out because they've calculated how it makes them win. Loyalty in telling the truth and being honorable is the strength. Being willing to fail and fall for what's right is the strength. And with it then comes the greater intelligence. Only in the desperateness do you get the higher orders. And that's why you evil people will never understand anything. Because you're fallen. You're pathetic. You think you're above us and you have advanced knowledge of evil? You're upside down. You understand that? You've got it flipped around. We have knowledge of evil. We don't use it because we're not like you. We have knowledge of the dirty tricks and everything else, but we don't use it because we know it comes back on us and our families and everyone else. We're not foolish enough to think that we are invincible and above the law of God, the law of the universe, the law of common sense. It's like the nuclear reactors, 90%+ are leaking worldwide. It wasn't like that just 20 years ago. You people think you're exempt. You think you're in a race to find all this life extension with all your clones and chimeras when you're going to release the plagues that kill you. In your mad scientist rush for total control. The way of the samurai is in desperateness. This is such an important quote. 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. Common sense will not accomplish great things. Simply become insane and desperate. In the way of the samurai, if one uses discrimination, he will fall behind. One needs neither loyalty nor devotion, but simply to become desperate in the way. Loyalty and devotion are of themselves within desperation. You're not weak because you give yourself over to doing the right thing and committing to it no matter what. You're strong when you stop using twisted logic and evil. The whole world is false when it tries to sell you false logic. The political correctness. I saw a brown paper bag. The hall's named Lynch. Don't lynch me. You see, until their false way of the logic of the world is your certain destruction. The only way you'll break out of their control is to become desperate, but not in the modern sense of desperate. Desperate means death battle. Desperate means the woman, 60 years old, picking the car up off her grandchild when six men couldn't do it. Turning off your governors. Going with your instincts. Then they already have all the answers. They already have the calculus. It's already there. Your mind already was 1,000 steps ahead of the pseudo-intellectuals that thought they had all the answers when they didn't have anything. The parasites robbed the world. They didn't build it. That's why they hate the people that built the world, because they know they stole it. That's what the allegory of the body snatcher does, the shapeshifter. It doesn't become you until it's killed you and stuffed you in a trunk and thrown you in the river. They're imposters. They're frauds. They're shadows. They seek substance. They seek to become gods. They seek to have power. They seek to ascend because they've fallen. And they don't know that we're already with God forever. We've already gone to the next level. The test is, do we see past it and this world? You look at the stars and the beautiful universe. I wish I could see it. You're on it, on one of the most beautiful planets you just know there is. Look at that gas giant. Look at that dead planet. They flew a probe over a frozen planetoid. Wow, that's really interesting. And then you sit there going, this planet's so boring. Nothing's going on, like jets flying over, computers, drones everywhere, genetic engineering, all the massive, factories, oil operations, undersea programs, and then realize all the other secret stuff going on, and that's all boring. Did you see the X-Files? Well, they crossed humans with animals. Oh, did you see 50 news articles admitting it was going on 30 years ago? And again, we told you they'd start emerging with it when they're getting ready to roll out the next nightmare phase. So here's the deal. This is a war for humanity, and if you won't commit to it and spread the word about the broadcast, if you won't do banner hangs, if you won't pay for billboards without even asking, for yourself, do a radio show, put your own billboard up. I don't care. If you won't buy our products, if you won't spread the word, if you won't pray for us, which I know you're doing, I'm talking to those that have it, if you won't commit to something, you already committed to nothing. See, even though you've not chosen, you have made a choice. The worst choice would be lukewarm. Choose a side. I respect those that decided to serve Lucifer. I know who they are. I know why they've done it. Those that are conscious have decided in their fear of the flesh. They have joined out of fear. Most of them. Others have joined because they're in love with the darkness. But most of you don't even believe in the devil, but you still work for him, and that's why you're fools. But I will explain to you again. You don't have to do it, and many of you have not given up your soul completely. There's still time to turn around. There's still time to change the road you're on. But you better do it now. You better get past that fear of what will the world do to me. What do you think that fear is? It's more than just a psychic impulse. It's more than just the TV and programs. It's more, what will the world do if I set my will against this? You can feel that will, don't you? A will against you that you think you're part of. But even when you say you're part of that will, you know it's not really yours. You know you've been enslaved. I can't believe the cowards out there that feel that will that would destroy them, and then they decide to serve it. When it doesn't even let you out. It can't let you out. It's fallen. So I want everybody to go to InfoWarsLife.com today. And I want you to get Anthroplex. This is the stuff the globalists don't want you to have. This is the stuff that has dramatic effects against the estrogen mimickers and the garbage in the body. And the super male and super female vitality. It works as the foundation to work with those. 15% off. And free shipping when you get them together. It's only running until this weekend. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. You'll get great products. And then I can get more reporters. I can get more investigative journalists. I can at least expand four or five people that we need to be able to not be a skeleton crew and exhaust everybody when I've got them covering every debate and every primary and every major event and global events. We need the funds to be able to be at Davos next year, to always be at Bilderberg. We can be much more effective, but we need you to buy the water filters, the books, the videos, the Hillary for prison shirts, all of it, so that we have what it takes to be strong. And I'm not ashamed to be strong. I want to have a wealthy operation, not just one that's doing okay. I want to be strong lighthouse against the waves of attacks that hit us. I want to be a tank rolling over the enemy. I want the biggest, meanest, most vicious tank I can have. And I will assure you, I won't complain if I run over a big mine and go sky high. But when I do it, I want to be running over enemy. I want to be desperate. Like it's my last breath any moment blasting at them. I want bigger information warfare weapons. I want stronger war hammers. I want to go over their gates and their fences and pull down their systems. I want to stomp them into hell. And I'm committed to you to never stop. And as the evil rises, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. You are that standard, and you can feel the evil rising and feel the good rising. It's an epic time to be alive. It's legend. Anthony Gucciardi, I'm going to hand the baton over to you, my friend. Thank you for all you do. I've got a lot coming up, so I don't want to cut into any more of your time.
Well, thanks, Alex. That was some really hardcore speech, and actually ties into exactly what I was going to talk about, which is the number one threat to all of humanity being corruption and people that have decided to join with evil. And I've got a bunch of articles, a bunch of breaking news, a bunch of videos we're going to premiere in special reports on this remaining fourth hour. But specifically, I have some articles today about some really, really disturbing things. And it all ties into this one key thing that you've really talked about yourself. The number one threat to all of humanity outside of natural disasters, outside of the earthquakes, outside of volcanoes, you know, it really comes down to people in high positions of power.
That's right. Crazy globalists are the number one threat to humanity.
Exactly. And they manage to get into these high positions of power because they're sociopathic, they're aggressive, they're willing to screw over other people that would get it otherwise. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton with the coin toss, total ridiculousness. But you have also the minions of these people that kind of also align with it, and that's why you have those videos of people working for her doing the voter fraud, apparently, on YouTube, which it does seem to be the case. Then you have people working for these people also in a trickle-down system doing the same thing because they buy into it. And it leads to this system, we're going to talk about it when we come back from the break, where, for example, 3,000 children dying a day in India because the government won't release the food supplies to the dying, starving poor, or Kenya just spent $1 million on chairs for the government. Just total ridiculousness, but it's not too far from what's happening in the United States. I mean, we lost, what was it, $8 trillion has been gone missing. I have $8.5 trillion the Pentagon can't find. total ridiculousness.
It was $2 trillion just 15 years ago.
Yep, now it's 8.5. So there are parallels, and it really is the number one threat to all humanity. I'm going to talk about that, what we can do about it, premiere some videos, and a lot more, and breaking news on the Zika virus that you don't want to miss as well. So
all right, Anthony, great job, and great job with the crew. I'm punching out until tomorrow. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. It's time to get desperate.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, your host for the rest of the hour. We've got some breaking news on the Zika virus. We've got some videos to premiere. Lots of good stuff, including a special report on some new discoveries in the Flint events, really. I don't even know what else you would call it. Kind of a disaster. But first and foremost, I wanted to talk to you about something that is really, really important, and that is, in my view, what is the number one threat to humanity outside of natural disasters, earthquakes, volcanoes, you name it. It really comes down to people in high positions of power that are both vicious and without empathy, controlling things and controlling you. And I want to give you some concrete examples with articles that just came out today that really inspired me to put all this together in this segment. And it's really a sad topic. It's a sad topic. It's worth reflecting on and realizing it so we can do something about it. And it also puts things into perspective where you are in your life. So first of all, it's important to understand this isn't just a little bit of corruption, a little bit of payoffs that we're going to talk about, like a little bit of backdoor deals or something. This is deep, 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 disturbing corruption to the point where, as I'll talk about with one of these articles in India, thousands of people, including children, are dying because the government and the ridiculous corporations and the bureaucracy won't release these storages of grain to them and just letting them rot and be eaten by mice and rats and just destroyed with fungus and bacteria. We're going to get into that. So this is a very, very real threat that happens not only in India and throughout Africa, but it is happening here. It is happening here. I'm going to show that exact parallels to you so you can understand this. So first of all, to break it open, let's talk about this article from the International Business Times. In poverty-stricken Kenya, corrupt government spends over $1 million on chairs. And the reason I wanted to present this to you and show you this is it's really just a little bit of a crack on the egg. This was from a few years ago, but it's a good example. Obviously, we know about this corruption to a large degree. We know that, you know, the Kenyan government, various governments in Africa, various governments throughout the world are totally corrupt, totally ridiculous. But this is a concrete example. They actually decided that they needed to redo their government establishment. So they bought $1 million in chairs with all these, you know, ridiculous doodads on top of them. Obviously, they're pocketing the money and said, oh, it's totally fine. Don't worry about it. Specifically, what happened was, on Monday, Central Bank Governor Nijunga Ndungu and Trade Master Amos Lemunya were both indicted by an investigative parliamentary committee. The two were charged with losing more than $21 million in public funds, according to East African Business Week. So that was related to that. They lost $21 million. But on a larger scale, on a more disturbing and larger scale, as crops rot, millions go hungry in India. This is from Reuters. And this article stuck with me, and I've remembered it for years since I read it back in 2012. Every day, some 3,000 Indian children die from illnesses related to malnutrition, and yet countless heaps of rodent-infested wheat and rice are rotting in fields across north of their own country. Let that sit in for a second. It is an extraordinary paradox created by a rigid regime of subsidies for grain farmers, a woeful lack of storage facilities, and an inefficient, here's the key part, corruption-plagued public distribution system that fails millions of impoverished people. 3,000 children dying every single day because of a corruption-plagued public distribution system, which means the bureaucracy and the government and all the craziness are just so bloated and so full of corruption, and there's so many inside deals and there's so many regulations that they put in to control people that they're letting 3,000 children a day die of starvation from malnutrition per day, while the grain sits there and rots and is eaten by rats, eaten by rats. The workers in this piece and other ones that I read, as one in the New York Times and I believe International Business Times, go in and they say, sometimes we hand it out to people that are just like on their knees crying and begging for food, but it's usually just gone to waste. The bugs eat it or the rats eat it. That is true corruption. That is what we face as a threat throughout the world. It can happen here. It is happening here. For example, you all remember this, and if you don't, you should definitely investigate it. Reuters special report from 2013. The Pentagon's doctored ledgers conceal epic waste. And it goes on to talk about how the accountants were fudging all these numbers because they didn't know what's going on. And a more direct one comes from Yahoo. Want to cut government waste? Find the $8.5 trillion the Pentagon can't account for. If you thought the botched rollout of Obamacare, the government shutdown, or the sequester represented Washington dysfunction at its worst, wait until you hear about the taxpayer waste at the Defense Department. $8.5 trillion. And there is more. We're going to cover it when we come back. We're going to talk about Martin Shkreli, who raised the AIDS drug from $13 to $7.50. He's now facing prison. And detaining women for running without burkas on. That's ISIS for you. All right, we'll be right back. This is Anthony Gucciardi.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. It's the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and we're talking about what I think is the number one threat to all of humanity. And I say this with understanding that, yes, there could be a fissure in the earth, and we could all die from an earthquake-type scenario, and Yellowstone could blow up and all that kind of stuff. I get that. But I'm talking about a practical reality, because what happens is, and it is the deepest corruption that I'm talking about, the deepest corruption of people without empathy and vicious people taking high positions of power, they then trigger the things that you could also say would be the number one threat, like a nuclear war or some type of other war scenario. It's these people that would trigger those things. So it is really the source of other threats like nuclear war or bio-warfare. We're talking earlier about in India, how there's huge food supplies of wheat and grain and stuff like that just sitting in these warehouses, rotting, being destroyed because the government is so corrupt it won't release it to the dying poor people with 3,000 children dying every single day because they can't eat the food. We're relating it to the corruption inside the United States. We're talking about this piece from Yahoo News. Want to cut government waste? Find $8.5 trillion the Pentagon can't account for. And a lot of you have probably already heard about this, but it's such a ridiculous realization. Special Enterprise reporter Scott Paltrow unearthed the high cost of the Pentagon's bad bookkeeping in a Reuters investigation, the one I told you about earlier. It amounts to $8.5 trillion in taxpayer money doled out by Congress to the Pentagon since 1996 that has never been accounted for. The year 1996, in parentheses, by the way, was the first that the Pentagon should have been audited under a law requiring audits of all government departments. But by the way, the Pentagon is the only federal agency that does not comply with this law. Gee, I wonder why. It's almost like they're doing some fishy stuff. And, you know, all of this reminds me and ties into some of the latest developments with Martin Shkreli. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. And actually, an investigator just recently asked him the same question. So this is the guy that jacked up the cost of a prescription drug traditionally used by AIDS patients from $13.50 to $750 overnight. Okay? Overnight. And he was bashed for a long time, and he just said, I don't care, whatever. Specifically, this was from the New York Times back in September of last year. Specialists in infectious disease are protesting a gigantic overnight increase in the price of a 62-year-old drug that is the standard of care for treating a life-threatening parasitic infection that a lot of apparently HIV patients and AIDS patients need to use. The drug called Daraprim was acquired in August by Turing Pharmaceuticals, a startup run by a former hedge fund manager. Turing immediately raised the price to $750 a tablet from $1,350, bringing the annual cost of treatment for some patients to hundreds of thousands of dollars. So this guy, Martin Shkreli, the guy that was the managing director or whatever of Turing Pharmaceuticals, was recently questioned in Congress, and now he's actually been arrested for a bunch of different things, including insider trading and stuff like that. And I want you to watch this video or listen to this video and just listen to the smugness. He's smiling throughout. Again, being questioned about raising the price of a prescription drug that a lot of HIV/AIDS patients use for infectious disease of parasitic infection from $13 to $750. Here is the interrogation from Congress.
I want to ask you to, no, I want to plead with you to use any remaining influence you have over your former company to press them to lower the price of these drugs. You can look away if you like, but I wish you could see the faces of people, no matter what Ms. Retzlaff says, who cannot get the drugs that they need. And by the way, it's the taxpayers. Somebody's paying for these drugs. Somebody's paying. It's the taxpayers that end up paying for some of them. You could use that attention to come clean, to right your wrongs, and to become one of the most effective patient advocates in the country and one that can make a big difference in so many people's lives. I know you're smiling, but I'm very serious, sir. And I truly believe, are you listening?
Yes.
You know, that's really sad to me. It really is. I don't think I have to go too far into it. It's pretty self-explanatory. But it's really, really sad to me to think. You know, it would be one thing if he sat up there and with a regular, not smiling, maniacal, crazy-looking face and said something. But to be smiling and just really smug about the whole thing. Again, Martin Shkreli, the guy that raised the price of a prescription drug that is used by a lot of HIV/AIDS patients from $13 to $750, just kind of smiling about it. Just, it looks like he's just getting high off of it. That is really, really disturbing to me, and it reminds me of the stories we covered where the grain is being held from the children dying every day. It's just very sad, and I think it is the threat that we all face at a country level, at a society level. And it also kind of reminds me of various situations that we're facing around the country. It always ties back to one, two, or a group of people that seem to have been very vicious and without empathy. Now, I've got some other news to cover on the Zika virus, some breaking news on that, where it's spread to, and some ridiculous ISIS news about reportedly detaining a woman for fleeing Russian airstrikes without her cover-up, and how people in Mumbai cannot even see outside their window, barely, because of a week-long garbage fire. Some totally crazy stuff. But first, I wanted to play a special report by John Bowne. I think it kind of ties in with what we're speaking about. He has some new developments on the Flint case. And here we go. Let's cue up this video and give it a shot.
In April of 2014, the Flint City Council voted 7-1 over the course of the next 21 months to change their water source from the treated water of Lake Huron and the Detroit River to the Flint River. Over the course of the next 10 months, water safety protocols concerning the addition of phosphate to ensure corrosive metal compounds within the Flint River would not harm the people of Flint, Michigan, were largely ignored.
Residents have reported that they've found dead bodies floating in this river before, as well as GM and other companies, like Dow Chemical. They would dump a lot of their waste into this river at one time. So residents were just shocked to learn that this was where they were going to be getting their water supply from. And of course, we know there was a lot of issues with how that water was being treated.
The way EPA operates in general is that people who are causing trouble by doing their job are simply not allowed to do their job. They are silenced, as Mr. Del Toro was. He was told, as Liam said, by the ethics officer at EPA, not to speak to anyone from Flint or about Flint. He told me that himself before he was unable to talk to me anymore.
Largely ignored until local Flint, Michigan mother Leanne Walters noticed that her children were becoming very sick.
My home used to be a place of comfort and safety for my family. It used to be what a home should be, a place of peace and protection from the outside world. That was taken from us, and not just from my family, but from every home and every citizen in Flint. Now my home is known as Ground Zero. The people in Flint now stand with the people in D.C. who suffered their own lead crisis a decade ago, because we now know the horror of poison running through our taps and the negligence of the agencies paid to protect us. I had 3 tests done by the city of Flint using extra steps that tend to minimize lead in water. Those numbers were 104 parts per billion, 397 parts per billion, and 707 parts per billion. I contacted the EPA and started working with Miguel Del Toro and Jennifer Crooks at the EPA. Mr. Del Toro was very thorough and knowledgeable in assisting me. I told Mr. Del Toro I did not believe there was corrosion control in the water, provided him documentation about this fact, and he verified my findings, and he was furious. Mr. Del Toro questioned the MDEQ, and at first they lied, and then later admitted the truth. I figured out that Ms. Crooks was aiding the MDEQ with her lies, and Mr. Del Toro was the only one willing to address the problem. I requested a copy of Mr. Del Toro's report, and I made it public because people had a right to know. In a meeting I had with MDEQ, Leanne Schechter-Smith bragged to me about how Mr. Del Toro had been handled, that his report was flawed, and that there would be no final report. This was the ultimate betrayal for the citizens. Susan Hedman cared more about policy than the welfare of an entire community while punishing and silencing the one person that was willing to help us. The EPA's LCR national report from 2006 states that the lack of system response for lead exceedance is especially true to inform the public. It is done less than one-third of the time. From my research, I have found that this is not a Flint problem or a rare anomaly. This is a national problem. Only 10 states test accurately and according to the LCR. 21 states do not reveal their sampling instructions, and 19 states have testing similar to loopholes to the Michigan ones.
You should know what happened, and it should move from being a question to actually document it, because how can you discipline someone or hold them accountable if you do not have clear information of failure of their job?
And we do have clear standards, we have clear accountabilities, we have a clear path forward. We are working in conjunction with both the city, the state, and the federal government to resolve this so it does not happen again.
What's the cost of treating the water with the appropriate amount of phosphates?
when the switch was made, there was actually no phosphate added at all. There was no corrosion control. Federal law was not followed.
No phosphates at all.
Is the water now safe to drink?
We cannot guarantee at this point in time the water is safe to drink.
When did EPA Administrator McCarthy first visit Flint about this crisis?
I believe that yesterday was Administrator McCarthy's first visit to Flint.
It wasn't until yesterday that she visited for the first time. So the day before this hearing. So Administrator McCarthy knew about this crisis for 8 months, but didn't visit Flint till the day before a congressional hearing.
Their response, would you conclude, is because of a lack of clarity in the federal regulations or lack of enforcement, or both?
In a written letter I wrote to EPA Office of Water, I said point blank that the only thing I can conclude is that they don't care about children lead poisoned from drinking water.
This fumbling and secretive response to the crisis by Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality, the EPA, the governor of Michigan, and ultimately the neglect of the federal government and the president of the United States resulted in a severely high level of lead poisoning of 6,000 to 12,000 children and may have caused an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease, killing 10. All roads that lead to the debacle in Flint, Michigan, dead end at the doorstep of Michigan's criminal and pitiful Department of Environmental Quality. But there were many bureaucratic back alleys along the way. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder told Time magazine on January 14th that as soon as I became aware of the elevated lead levels in blood, we took action. That was on January 5th, 2016. Many months after water testing revealed that Flint's water was unsafe to drink, that Governor Snyder finally declared a state of emergency. Federal bureaucracies, state agencies, and local officials are willfully damaging and in some cases killing American citizens due to their negligence and refusal and ability to face up to their crimes. In a true republic, the current EPA overseeing the poisoning of Flint, Michigan's citizens and their children, overseeing a current toxic waste spill in Greensboro, Georgia, and responsible for polluting the Animas River in Colorado would be immediately dismantled rather than disciplined like a wet dog.
Are the people paying right now in Flint for water they cannot wash in and cannot use and cannot drink? Are they paying water bills? And is it a part of the recovery? You said you want to make them whole. Is that part of it? Why would they be paying for water that they cannot even use that is poisoning them?
Strong words on the Hill change nothing, and the majority of American people loathe the spectacle. Lead poisoning is a growing epidemic. Pennsylvania has far higher levels of lead exposure than Flint, Michigan. Of course, you won't hear filmmaker Michael Moore going after Democratic Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf. That would diminish the media charade waged against the Republicans. It's simple. The U.S. government is a bloated circus of incompetence, and those responsible are too big to jail. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
And to exactly... another sad situation tying in exactly to what we've been talking about. The number one threat to humanity is vicious people with zero empathy getting into positions of power. And it's funny that he mentioned that at the end, that Philadelphia really has lead issues as well. Because remember, about a month or so ago, whenever the Flint crisis began, I came on and told you about the other cities that were being ignored that have high lead content and the children that were drinking the water there. But the problem is when the media spotlight goes on to something, we might have a big freak out about it. And it is sad. It really is sad, especially the quote from, I guess it was an investigator in that report. He says, I concluded the only thing that could have possibly have been going on is they didn't care about children drinking the lead. That is disturbing. But there are other cities with lead content and everything else in the water too, right? Not to mention all of that and all the stuff we eat in our food supply, blah, 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 blah. But until the media spotlight goes down on it, it's completely ignored. But in reality, it's a systematic problem of people that just don't care if it's hurting you, if it benefits them. And that is what we're talking about. I want to get into some Zika virus news.
real quick before Rob Dew joins us in the next segment to tell us what's coming up premiering on the Nightly News tonight. For the first time, Zika folder. For the first time, Zika has spread, apparently, first confirmed case, pregnancy case, in Spain. Spain has confirmed that a pregnant woman has been diagnosed with the Zika virus, the first such case in Europe. The health ministry said the woman had recently returned from Colombia, where it is believed she was infected. Zika, which is spreading through the Americas, has been linked to babies being born with underdeveloped brains. And yes, it's also been, according to this Spanish paper, men abandon mothers of babies with microcephalia in PE. Doctors report cases of relationships, Doctors report cases of relationships that are broken even during pregnancy or because of birth malformations. And it goes on, this is a translated piece. And unfortunately, a lot of men, once they realize, what cowards, once they realize that the babies are deformed, are leaving the women and running away. Very manly thing to do. Higher temperatures make Zika more likely to spread. This is from CBS News. The mosquito behind the Zika virus seems to operate like a heat-driven missile of disease. The hotter it gets, the better the mosquito that carries the Zika virus is at transmitting its buffet of dangerous illnesses, scientists say. So it's very possible that it will continue to spread once it gets warmer. We'll be right back with Rob Dew. He's going to talk about what he's covering tonight on the Nightly News and some more news. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is The Alex Jones Show.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Welcome back. It's the
Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and I'm joined with Rob Dew. He's going to talk about what's coming up on the nightly news, but I also want to get his take on a few things. So we've been talking about some really disturbing news, right? India holding its food stairs for days and weeks and months, and 3,000 kids a day dying, right? And then you have...
You know, they also have cows walking around the street there, and they're not allowed to eat them.
Right.
That's another weird thing.
That's also a thing.
In India.
Residents of Mumbai can barely see as massive week-long garbage fire burns can be seen from NASA. Actually, I sent the article. We can show NASA footage of this massive burning trash pile in Mumbai. Can be seen from the space. And firefighters and bulldozers have been fighting to contain the fire, but it's not working. The trash is blowing into the city of 21 million people. People look out their window, and they can't hardly see anything. There's pictures from the article, too, and they say it's a horrible smell. It looks like a post-apocalyptic Holocaust.
It could have been the BLM in there actually starting a fire to, you know, get rid of the brush and everything.
Yeah.
That's what that...
Probably.
It's ridiculousness.
But what I'm getting at, I mean, 806 people... die per year in India from falling off trains because they have to jump on the side.
Mm-hmm.
3,349 people, including 588 women, have died in the railway premises. 806 actually died by falling off. 479 died of natural causes on the train. And then you have the Taliban killing 10-year-olds that were considered heroes. Just total insanity. And it reminds me of two things. Number one, we have to stop corruption. We have to stop vicious, empathyless people from controlling us and controlling our government. But number two, we have to remember what we have, right? We have to remember and be grateful for our situation because people are in trash heaps dying off of trains on the street crying for food that's in front of them, unreleased as kids die every day.
We cover our trash fires up like they do in St. Louis. So we don't let them open air. We can't see our trash fires from NASA. We cover them up and let them get to the radioactive waste slowly underground. That's how we're better.
Right. And
I'm being sarcastic.
I understand. And like I said, there's obviously similar corruption with 8.5 trillion missing in the Pentagon. And
all that. And we're just as guilty as wasting food as they are. You know, the problem is, it's corrupt people and people with lack of empathy and people who get into these positions of power because all they want is power. They really don't want to help people. They just want to control people. And that's the type of sickos that we have in all over the world. Alex just did a video we're going to premiere tonight talking about how who's in the 1%. And you'd be surprised. A lot of Bernie lovers out there are going to be really surprised.
1% means nothing.
Yeah, it means absolutely
nothing.
And he talks about that, too, how it's absolutely nothing. It's meaningless.
I'm not sure of the exact numbers, but I think if you make over 250, or is it 3 or 4?
It's between 250 and 400,000.
Which someone can make at a corporate job.
Right.
Or a non, you can make that a nonprofit. It doesn't even mean anything. 1% means nothing. It's the 0.00001% that have $50 billion, and I wouldn't even say that all billionaires are bad. It's just, you know,
yeah,
it's an absurd thing. What else are you going to talk about on the nightly news tonight?
I'm going to have Liam McAdoo in. We're going to talk about what's going on with the Zika virus and also the new Planned Parenthood video that came out. It was on Breitbart today where they were talking about how they use fake accounting to hide the numbers of what they're doing with these poor little babies. You know, it's totally disgusting. I'm also going to have Jeremy McBreen in. We're going to talk about media hoaxes and also, you know, the biggest media hoax that the NFL runs, basically that they're so pro-military. The only reason they're pro-military is that they're being paid to be pro-military.
Wow. So, I'll have to check that out. That actually sounds like a lot of
And we're
going to
cover a lot of other things. And how the police, we have documented proof now, video proof, of how police aren't going to protect you. When it starts coming down to it, when guns are drawn, police run. And we got video of that. It didn't happen in this country, but it happened in a country just south of us. I bet you can figure out which country it is. But stay tuned tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News I'll be hosting. I haven't been doing it in a while, and I just got back from a vacation. So I'm wet, rested, and ready to rant.
Rested and ready. All right, don't forget to check out the Nightly News with Rob Dew. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thanks so much for joining. It has been the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Alex will be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Thanks so much.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.